All right, up next we have With Joe singing No Better Next Time.
I could do no wrong. I was the best little boy I could be. So when I find someone trying to disagree with what I know is right, it's clear to me there's no cure in this insanity. You may as well be saying to one koi, from zoi nidoi, wonk nidoi tubin, nidi na, noroi tim da, roet tu bats.
This is a super duper extra talented vocalist. The song itself, though, this one is, it seems a little thin somehow. I don't know. I mean, I like it. I just think maybe the chorus is a little weak. Like, if that is wordless nonsense, then I sort of think you might as well do sort of a different set of wordless nonsense each instance. I mean, you could argue that consistency is better, but I'm not sure. I mean, you get consistency typically during choruses. But for in this case, I'm not so sure. There are other songs that have done this sort of thing. There's going to be one coming up a little while that I think did it delightfully. But this one, yeah, I just thought maybe the song was a little thin for me.
I agree with your first point. Good vocals go a long way to making a song engaging and listenable. And even though at the start this song doesn't have a lot of elements, it's mostly vocals and piano and finger snaps at the start, but it hooks me right away. And I like how the instrumentation slowly builds, like a bass gets added sort of in the second verse, then backing vocals come in, and then a nice arpeggiated synth comes in to fill it out as the song builds. So I appreciate the craft there. This is a very pleasant listen. But I agree that there's something about the non-vocal parts, or the, what am I trying to say, the nonsense word parts that was just less than satisfying. Like, they were repeated, but I feel like if you get to make up your own words, you can make them up so that they rhyme, or they have, like, a rhythmic interest to them. I think I would have just taken another whack at those nonsense words and gotten something more satisfying out of them.
Well, to be fair, just, I don't know if you noticed this, the nonsense words are actually based on attempting to put into normal sounds some backwards lyrics. Not that they recorded backward lyrics, but that they are an attempt to capture backwards lyrics as regular words. And I actually kind of appreciated that. I really like that generally that trying to use that kind of thing, using backwards things as if they are forwards. So I did appreciate that. I did feel like this was some good ideas that didn't really quite make it all the way. I'm afraid I wish I had more to say about this song. It was okay. I liked it well enough.
I didn't know that about the reversed lyrics.
Yeah. It says it in the bio. They are nonsense syllables are loosely based on reverse words. You know what? You think you're smart, but you don't know anything. Admit you're wrong about the world, because if you don't, you'll never learn. That's the text. If they were still forwards.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay.
So that is part of it. And I agree with you, Mike, that he could have done more, perhaps, maybe to try to get them to work musically, rhythmically. When I still appreciate them for what they are.
That sounds like a hell of a fun challenge, trying to get backwards lyrics to rhyme when they're being done backwards. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the rhyme I would leave off on that, but they could have been more interesting rhythmically, perhaps.